Going to check again to see if Anne is able to talk to us, because I think it's a pretty serious issue that she wants to bring to the programme. Good morning, Anne.
Hello, Frank. How are you?
Anne, I'm absolutely fine, but I've got a little note against your name here on the screen, and I think what you're about to describe to us is pretty harrowing. Go ahead, Anne.
I've just driven up from Worm Point past the memorial, the soldiers' memorial, and just again, their stuff has been desecrated. It's been pulled apart, and I had stopped to take a cup of tea and some sandwiches, and there was an Australian man and a person from Worm Point, and they were totally gobsmacked with what they saw. It was the actual flowers and stuff that the team had brought down Linfield on the Arglen Tour. I can't remember the football team because football means nothing to me.
Yeah, just for people who aren't familiar with the story, the wreaths were desecrated by people who were returning from a Warren Point Cliftonville game a few weeks ago, and there's a major inquiry into that. But I'm looking at a photograph now that is coming up on our feed here from the DUP councillor Glyn Hanna, and indeed what you're describing is absolutely right. The wreaths have been broken and strewn across the road yet again, close to Narrowwater. And the DUP councillor Glyn Hanna actually sharing that photograph that you're describing from what you're seeing there, just outside Warren Point. It must be a sickening sight to witness, Anne.
Yes, well, it is. Particularly, my mum worked in the hospital in Daisy Hill, and they didn't get bodies; they just got bags back. And I was brought up Catholic, married to a Protestant, and it's horrendous
is the word. So sickening to see that sight yet again after what we witnessed a couple of weeks ago. Not all of the wreaths are damaged, I should say, from the photograph, but even if one is damaged, it's one too many. But a lot of the flowers are strewn over the pavement at the scene of the Narrowwater atrocity from so many years ago now. The memorial is there in place beside the old Narrowwater Castle, and once more it has been vandalised. I think the year was 1978 or 79 when the incident actually happened, an August day. I remember the event so well in my mind. I'm almost sure it was 1979, but I remember seeing those soldiers drive through the town of Warren Point just before the bombs exploded, and then I heard that deafening sound, and the rest of it, of course, was the playing out of an atrocity. Very sad to see the desecration of those wreaths once again. If you're just joining us, good morning. Let me speak to Fergal, who's on this line. Good morning, Fergal.
Morning, Frank.
Now, what's on your mind, sir?
About the Narrowwater desecration. The way I see it is that nobody's addressing the poppy issue. Like, for many people, you're between Newry and Warren Point, and you've got the border, just across the border. It's slap bang in the heart of a Republican area, and you've got a symbol. Now, this is not something that I support, the desecration out there. For some people, the poppy is a symbol of British militarism. And you have that slap bang in the middle of a Republican area. Now, this doesn't justify anything. I'm just seeing it and trying to see it from the perspective of the people that did this.
Yeah, but Fergal, let me correct you, because to describe Narrow Water as slap bang in the middle of a Republican area isn't necessarily accurate. It may be slap bang in the middle of a predominantly nationalist area. It has a rich unionist community as well. But regardless of where it's slap bang in the middle of, it is at the exact spot where the soldiers were massacred.
No, I understand that, but you have hotheads out there on both sides. And if they see a symbol which, you know, it's predominantly a nationalist area, and to that degree, there's going to be a lot of Republicans there, and they're going to see that on their turf, you have a symbol of British militarism. Would you not agree with that? And that puts some people's noses up. Not even the fact, I mean, a lot of people can say that when people died during the Troubles, that's a terrible thing. We should honour the dead. I mean, people on both sides, I hope, would say that. But it might be that this symbol is something that's putting their noses out of joint.
Okay, that's your argument on it. We're out of time on it, Fergal, heading towards the news at 11 o'clock. But I'd like your opinions on what Fergal has just said. This on the back of the desecration yet again of the poppy wreaths at Narrowwater Castle. They've been damaged again overnight. Just ahead of the news, Fergal was making a point on the back of the desecration of the memorial at Narrowwater yet again. And the general gist of his point was that he sees the poppy wreaths at Narrowwater as a symbol of British imperialism and British domination, and he says it's the wrong place to have such a memorial. I was putting it to him, obviously, that that's where the atrocity happened. He described it as a Republican area. I was explaining to him it's a nationalist area with a rich unionist tradition as well. Anto was listening to all of that, and he wants to reply. Good morning, Anto.
Good morning, Frank. How are you doing?
Very well, Anto. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's just, I know Fergal wasn't supporting or for what the terrible, disgusting thing that was done at Narrowwater yet again. But to me, he was sort of like trying to justify it because of where it is. I think that's unacceptable. But it was again what he said, and a lot of people would say that the poppy is a British symbol, but it's not. It was used from 1921, obviously, to commemorate what happened in the Great War in World War One. But it was actually the Americans who used it first, and then from that, the British Empire then used it, and then other countries throughout the world. As I said, the United Kingdom, then you've got Australia, New Zealand, Canada, all used that symbol to commemorate the war dead throughout conflicts throughout the world. And I just find it very disheartening that it's always used here, or it's a British symbol. There's many Catholics who fought in the Great War who have never been recognised nor are now with the Irish government, and rightly so, and they use the poppy. There's British legions in the south of Ireland that use the poppy because it's a symbol of remembrance for all those that are dead, and not just the British. And I just wish that, you know, we could move on from trying to use it as a symbol of hatred from the Republican nationalist community and embrace it for all those who give the ultimate sacrifice to give us the freedom to have a choice to have parades or stand against whatever you believe, because they all fought for that. And I think we need to remember that and respect that and stop using the poppy as a hatred symbol. I just find it really disheartening and, again, very sickening to see that memorial and any memorial throughout the United Kingdom being destroyed by people, I think, are just not, or do not want to understand, or have just been told that this is a British symbol and you must hate it and burn it. And probably somewhere along their family lines, a relative has laid down their life for them to desecrate a memorial because they don't agree on where it is. I just find it disheartening, Frank, you know.
Okay, Anto, I see Fergal's come back. I think he must be only half listening to the radio because he sent us a message here, and it is you completely are taking him out of taking me out of context. Speaking after the news, he specifically said he is not a Republican, and it was not his point of view. I don't think anyone did say that Fergal is a Republican. Fergal, when he was on the radio, said it is a Republican area. I challenged him on that and said it was a nationalist area. So that's the only thing we said about Republicans. And the other thing that Fergal is saying when he came back here, he said some, in capital letters, people would think that way, and that's why maybe people should have a rethink. He's upset, it says here, just as a note from the production team, that you summarised his point so wrongly. I absolutely stand over how I summarised the point, more than happy to have summarised it accurately. Fergal, you called it a Republican area. I'll play it back for you shortly if you don't believe me. That's Cher, if I could turn back time. Now, Fergal, who I mentioned earlier, wants the opportunity to clarify his earlier points about Narrow Water. He feels I in some way misrepresented him when I summed up his opinion to another caller. So he's on the line. Morning, Fergal, again.
Morning, Frank. I'm going to try to turn back time here and get to the heart of what I was trying to say. I was trying to make the point that some people see the poppy as a symbol of, you know, British militarism, British imperialism, whatever you want to call it. We can't agree on flags in this country. The poppy is seen as a symbol. I have a relative that died in the Great War, at the beginning of the Great War. You know, I am not in any way a bigot. I try not to be political in that sense. Born a Catholic, not a Republican. I am trying to see this. I'm trying to put myself in the shoes of the people that did this. I don't think it's right what they did. But maybe they see this as a symbol of British imperialism, and that is something in their area as they might see it. They might see it as a Republican area. It depends how you view things. You know, it's a mainly Catholic area, as you say, mainly nationalist, and then there's going to be some Republicans. So some people will call it a Republican area. You don't. I'm just summing it up in that way. Maybe I'm wrong. But maybe these people see it as a symbol that they don't like in their area. And would it not be an idea to talk about a more inclusive memorial? Something that represented in some way, the two traditions. I know it was a terrible thing that happened for one tradition, but you have to understand the way Northern Ireland works. You know, we see a symbol in one part of the world, we say this is our part of the world, and you're bringing your symbol in here, and that can rub people's noses up the wrong way. And that's not how I see it, but how some people might see it.
Yeah, just for clarity on one thing in relation to Republicans, would you accept that if it was a Republican who wrecked the memorial this time round, that it was a dissident Republican? Because Republicans have actually criticised the wrecking of the memorial a couple of weeks ago.
There's a difference between Republican politicians and people on the ground who claim to be Republicans, whatever shade of Republican they might be.
Could you call me back? Sorry. Could you call me back in 10 minutes, please? I'm coming back then.
Sorry. Hello?
You're okay. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Sorry. I had a different call. There's a difference between people on the ground, as I was saying, and what politicians espouse. What's the point that you're making about the Republican, the wording there?
The point that I'm making is very simple. You're saying that Republicans may have seen the poppy wreath as something that they view as unacceptable along that wooden fence at Narrow Water. What I'm saying is, as recently as a fortnight ago, Republicans, in the guise of Sinn Féin, condemned the people who wrecked the memorial. So I'm suggesting to you that if someone has now come and wrecked the memorial again,
that they aren't actually Republicans, but they are dissident Republicans if they are under the Republican umbrella.
That may be. That may be. But what I'm trying to say is that people use symbols to, in some way, mark territory. Would you agree with that? And we put flags up here and there. And it's not just flags. There are other symbols in society. The poppy has not become a joint symbol. It just hasn't, for whatever reason. And I'm saying that as someone who had a relative that died in the Great War. That is, I don't, it's not part of me, and maybe I wish it was, but it just hasn't gone over to the national side, to the Catholic side. It hasn't, that has not happened. And that's probably unfortunate. But, you know, the more extreme people in society, when they see these symbols in their area, and people do claim area with symbols, that rubs their nose up the wrong way. So I'm trying to say, is there any way that we can get around this? Is there any way to address that?
Okay. It's very clear. Fergal, thank you. Davey has a point that he wants to make. Good morning, Davey.
Hello, Frank. How are you?
I'm very well, Davey. Go ahead.
Right. Just the Fergal, I'm a lifelong Republican Socialist, as you know. My dad was a lifelong soldier. He's buried up here in Newcastle and Bransford. Every Remembrance Sunday, he gets a poppy with a wee cross on. You're spot on with that part of it, Fergal, but these aren't half a head, son. These are empty heads, no heads. What are they doing? They're sitting in a house or a bar and saying, let's get an ASU here, lads. Let's go and desecrate narrow water. And then after they do that, they come back and think, we'll be on the news tomorrow. Will you see this? This is brilliant. These aren't Republicans, Frank. You're spot on. Any Republican will condemn that type of activity totally and utterly. At the end of the day, they're one or two or half a dozen either dissident or clowns. They know nothing about Connolly, Tone or anything else. And the bottom line is, if it's going to continue, they're going to have to move like a plaque in remembrance of these people and put it up high out of the road or move it. That's the only answer I see, because the desecration is a part of an empty mind, Frank.
When you say your father is a fallen soldier, what's your definition there, David?
Well, no, I was on before you. My father was a soldier from D-Day. He was wounded, and he went back. There was no work, so I was brought up in the army. We were stationed all over England and Germany, and that. And then he left the battalion in 1969, and he was a recruiting officer in York State. And his boss was killed, and then they moved him in the Palace Barracks. He was a recruiting officer for the Irish Guards. But my dad was a soldier all his life, and what a wonderful man. Both my grandfathers, my granddad Cal, East Cork, Munster Fusiliers, military medal, twice mentioned in dispatches. My granddad Alistair from the Shangle, left a leg on the Somme. You know, it goes on. The poppy is one speaker there is correct. It's not a thing to throw in. At nationalists, it's a remembrance. And my dad's wee thing was his wee poppy, and my granddad many years ago was down in Cork, and I laid a wreath for my granddad, and it was poppies, because that was his thing. Munster Fusiliers, you know, fought in the Great War. Why? Well, it's a long story. Like, I disagree with that type of a war.
Okay.
The Second World War my dad was in was a fight against fascism.
I understand now exactly where you're coming from. Because the reason that I ask you is you've suggested moving the memorial, actually moving it. Because, you know, my understanding of it being there is the same as any other wreath or cross that is positioned where an atrocity happened or where something very serious happened or a loss of life happened. It's where it was, so that's where it should be.
Is that not
the argument?
You're totally correct. Then get cameras up of some sort, or they need to bring these people to apprehend them. Because it's just disgraceful. And as I said, I'm going to repeat myself. Any Republican will condemn this activity, as you've said yourself there, the Shinners and that, you know.
Yeah, well, they have, of course. I haven't heard any condemnation today, but they've been clear on their condemnation of the desecration of that memorial a couple of weeks ago. David, thank you. Thomas would like to make a point. Morning, Thomas.
Good morning, Frank. What a brilliant call there from that Irish Republican, David. Totally nailed it. I think what he's doing, he's educated enough, he's sensible enough that he can separate that the puppies used as a symbol of remembrance, and he can separate that it's not it doesn't have to particularly mean the Brits and the Paras or Loyalists should use it or anything else. And I think the same thing happens here with the tricolour. The people sort of associate it with the IRA parades and NLA parades and stuff like that, and it's all about education. But I would like to defend Fergal. I think he was trying to just to explain the mindset of some of the people, as some people would do about people who would burn a tricolour or something on the 12th or the 11th. It doesn't mean that every single person has that view. And with what Anto said there, the poppy's used all over the place, and it's all about separating the things. I know, I mean, the British Army killed the Protestants here, they killed Loyalists here as well, but You need to be able to separate and see what it's about. I mean, whenever it's a symbol of remembrance, you're remembering the people that are dead. It's not about celebrating the people who started the war. It's not about the people who told the men to go over the top, or all the Irishmen that left this island to go out and they died in all these wars. It's about remembering them people. And obviously people will find it hard to accept that. But it's all about doing exactly what that guy David done. It's about separating the two. I mean, these people that just done this are just thugs. They just decided to go out and wreck us memorial. Same as if somebody went out and paintballed a memorial on the Shankill or a memorial on the Falls Road or something. Loyalists and Republicans, Unionists and Nationalists, etc., need to be able to sort of separate the two, that it just doesn't mean, the Easter Lily just doesn't mean the Provost from the Falls or Ardoyne. It also includes the people of the Easter region. And the poppy isn't just about the Paras or the Brits served here. It's about people all over the world, and only in a lot of countries there. There's other countries that use it as well. It's all about education.
Okay, Thomas, thank you. And Thelma on line 3. Good morning, Thelma.
Good morning. I'm just ringing about the poppy situation. Now, I was born here in this country. My parents emigrated to Australia, where I grew up. And to me, the poppy is not just by the British Army. There were many, many people of different nationalities fought in First and Second World Wars, Vietnam. I knew some young men who were in the Air Force, Army and Navy in Australia. I still have no idea what happened to them. So this issue of Republican Nationalists or whatever it is, Unionists, is all wrong. The poppy is global for people who perished and lost their lives fighting for the freedom of everybody.
How sickening is it for the likes of you, Thelma, as someone who's been associated with another country for so long, to hear constantly on our news output on radio programmes like this that there's so much hatred, that it's seething, the hatred, and the people who would go along to a memorial and stand where 18 people were killed and kick it about the road, they are absolutely driven by hatred. Well, how does that make you feel?
Very, very sad. I'm back here now living 43 years. Before I came back here in the 60s, first time, one of my uncles said to me, it was the 12th, around the 12th of July, he said to me, do you have this at your home? And I said, well, yes, we do have summer holidays. I didn't know anything really about the 12th. My parents had started a new life and left it all, and I wasn't brought up in that. So I had no hatred one way or the other for anyone. And that's the way me and my sister were brought up. And to this day, we still feel the same. We feel outraged when we hear of the atrocities you're speaking of. And I think these people are just sick and filled with so much hatred that they should all be banished to a desert island somewhere, and then they can all fight together.
If only, Thelma, if only. Thankfully, it is an absolute minority. I do believe the vast majority of people in this country aren't actually oozing hatred, but those who are make up for the rest of us. Thelma, thank you.